Apple's new iPhone is out of the closet. It's thinner in size and rich in graphics. But what's really getting people's attention is the front-facing camera, which allows for video chats, or as Apple calls it, FaceTime. The commercial for the video chat function shows couples and families pimping out their babies with the new iPhone. As cute as it sounds, the technology will probably be used for making babies instead of showing them off. Sexting just got an upgrade.
Hollywood is getting its gay groove on lately, with many celebrities enjoying media attention stemming from their very public same-sex kisses. Miley Cyrus and her bandmates, Sandra Bullock and Scarlett Johansson, Dustin Hoffman and Jason Bateman, Russell Brand and Jonah Hill, and even Daniel Craig is getting in on the fun. Meanwhile, in the suburbs of Chicago, a gay kissin' took place at a Mexican restaurant with scary results.
Join us for all the hot news. Patrick Stewart gets knighted by the Queen of England in possibly a sequel to Star Trek.
Gary Coleman's coffin is a Coleman cooler.
Controversy explodes over Elton John's $1 million performance at Rush Limbaugh's wedding, but he wasn't the biggest whore in the room.
And talks are underway to get Lady Gaga to do a guest appearance on Doctor Who.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you.
It seems Hollywood has a fever right now.
A gay fever.
A gay same-sex kissing fever. I've counted in the last 7 days, five instances of major Hollywood celebrities engaging in same-sex kissing experiences for the public eye for one reason or another.
Why has Hollywood gone gay, Fausto?
I guess for laughs, for pleasure, and for intimacy, as kissing has always been historically for bringing people together.
I know, smoochy smoochy.
Now, the great philosopher Prince, he wrote in his song titled Kiss, he says, "You can't be flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world." This goes for you, Sandra Bullock and Miley Cyrus. "Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss."
Kiss.
Now, just to explain this context, Mark and I are a same-sex couple.
Yes.
And we live in the same household. Mm-hmm. We work together.
Yes, we do.
80 hours a week producing Feast of Fun, the podcast, the site, all these phenomena. And yet, and we have lots of quality time together. And yet, these celebrities have been doing more tongue rolling with each other in the name of entertainment and intimacy and fun and joy than Mark and I actually do with each other.
Well, there are also five couples, so that's like 10 people.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of remarkable.
So I think we've probably done a fifth of that, at least, I would think.
Hopefully, but it just seems like Sandra Bullock's tonsils get more action than anybody else.
Well, she's trying to say, hey, screw you, Jesse James.
If you marry somebody named Jesse James, you're asking for trouble. Because if your parents named you Jesse James, you should probably change your name.
To something nicer?
Something more, less insane.
It's like naming your kid Adolf Hitler.
It's like naming your Charles Manson, you know, or Wile E. Coyote, you know, if your name is Wile E. Coyote.
Or people that name their kids Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
That's just sick.
It's sick or whatever. It's crazy. And, you know, it's hard to take yourself seriously as a person and for your spouse to take you seriously. And maybe that's the reason I blame Jesse James's name on the failure of Sandra Bullock's marriage.
Well, give us the rundown. Who had the same-sex kisses? So, who was doing the tonsil jockey?
Once again, Miley Cyrus, the innovator, the visionary of music and celebrity. She started it all off because she's been touring Europe. And she made waves last week with her fake makeout with a female dancer doing a British television show. Mm-hmm. And she kept the risque moves and costumes once again during her show in London, on Saturday and Sunday in Spain.
But they're faux kisses, though. She's not really even kissing her. Isn't she pretending to kiss her?
She's pretending. This is from her blog.
That's
Oh my God, you guys. I promise you I did not kiss her. And it is ridiculous. Preposterous that two entertainers can't rock out with each other without the media. That means you, Feast of Fun.
That's it, Miley. Rock out with your cock out.
Making it some type of sensational story. I really hope my fans are not disappointed in me, because the truth is, I did nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with kissing her anyway.
I know. She's trying to apologize for her same-sex fun.
I think we'll see. Will Miley come out someday?
I don't. The thing about it is that, you know, right now, and it's always been with the success of way back then, you know, 40 years ago with Madonna and Britney Spears, when they were rolling tonsils, and Christina Aguilera
back in the 60s,
Christina Aguilera had to take a cold shower that night. Cause did she get to kiss?
I don't think she got the kisses.
She didn't get the kiss. It was Britney and Madonna.
Madonna did not transfer her power to Christina. She transferred it to Britney, and Britney then went crazy.
Yeah, well, if you transfer anything from Madonna into your body, chances are it'll drive you insane. Because that's how powerful an artist Madonna is.
You can't handle it.
You can't. It's like you know, in Doctor Who, when you look inside the TARDIS, it drives you crazy. That's how getting a kiss from Madonna. It's done to all her husbands.
And Sean Penn,
that personal trainer, Leon, to the British filmmaker.
Yeah, has he made a good
Guy
movie
Ritchie?
Since?
No, it's like she is like the TARDIS of energy. That's how powerful Madonna is.
It's, you know, I'm sure someday somebody will be able to handle it, but, you know, it's like looking into the eye of God or something.
Lady Gaga, don't let Madonna kiss you. Don't let her kiss you. It'll be the death of your career.
Who's next on this
okay,
gay
so Miley
kiss,
Cyrus is doing it, and she's continuing to doing it, and she's continuing to write on her tweets and her blog, get over it, nothing happened. There are way more important things in the world, like pelicans sopping up oil, which we'll talk about later on the show. Then, just a couple days later, Daniel Craig, star of James Bond and lots of other sexy movies.
The Golden Compass.
was seen sharing a very steamy kiss with a very hot guy in the parking lot of a popular gay bar in Venice, California.
Yeah. It's allegedly, because there's no real proof.
There was no photos,
and
but people saw it.
People say, no, it didn't happen. But he's been rumored to be gay, though.
He's been rumored to be gay, and wouldn't it be nice if he were? This is from the National Enquirer at first, you know, a paradigm of journalism.
They get it right sometimes.
They did. They predicted that Carol Burnett did have a drinking problem.
Really? They did?
They got sued, and Carol Burnett won.
Oh, but
because she didn't have a drinking problem. But anyways, at first I thought Daniel might have come in with his gay friend to check out the live music, which is what my brother
used to say.
He
came in with a group of men, I heard. Yeah.
And when they started dancing together, I thought, well, you know, actors will be actors. This is more than just two friends out for drinks. A stunned, shocked eyewitness said. The 007 star said his hot man innocently hit the dance floor, but were spotted smooching outside the bar, which fueled rumors that the 42-year-old actor who's dating film producer Satoshi Mitchell is in fact bisexual.
Ooh, a British man, a British actor that's bisexual. It's just impossible to think about that.
Sir Ian McKellen was weeping.
Who's next on your kiss list?
Okay, so next on my kiss list. I'm trying to do this chronological.
Okay.
Then after that, it was I'm so jealous. It was Dustin Hoffman and Jason Bateman.
You're jealous because Justin Bateman made out with Dennis Hoffman?
No. Jason Bateman Dustin got to kiss Jason. Now, Dustin Hoffman has his own gay pass as a star of Tootsie.
Tranny. And then he was in that horrible movie with like Ed Burns. Was it Ed Burns? Or I think that's his name.
Ed Burns.
When he plays a gay man and he keeps talking about Ed Burns being an Irish muscle bottom. And I'm like, ooh, Dustin Hoffman reads the internet.
So here it is. So married actor types, heterosexual paradigms of masculinity, Dustin Hoffman and Jason Bateman were at a NBA Finals basketball game in the middle of a crowded audience. It was something about against something else. They were caught up in the game. They didn't know the cameras were on them.
They knew the cameras were on. There was the kiss cam.
And they got the kiss cam on them and they said, all right.
Well, let's make out. Was there tongue?
I don't know. It looks like there was tongue. Props to Dustin for nabbing such a hot, young, striking actor.
I heard that Dustin's dentures fell out. And Jason like picked him up.
Okay, so next
up. Do you have the hots for Jason Bateman?
I've always had the hots for Jason Bateman.
Really?
Back when he was a star with Ricky Schroeder, now Rick Schroeder, in Silver Spoons.
Oh, wow. I never watched Silver Spoons.
I love
Jason
Bateman.
Did that
come
on before or after his sister Justine Bateman was in that other show?
Not to be confused with Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Because Justine Bateman and Sandra Bullock physically look like
each other. No, they don't look anything alike. One has brown eyes and one has blue eyes. Justine Bateman looks like her brother, Jason. Sometimes I think they're each other in drag.
Maybe so.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock got out of her, weep hole, looking fierce, ready to nab herself another crazy man.
She's got her baby, so she's like on the prowl.
And so she made a second appearance to pick up the Generation Award at the MTV Music Award, Movie Awards, in which she locked lips with Scarlett Johansson because she won, I guess, the award for, or she was nominated with Ryan Reynolds for Best Movie Kiss.
Oh, really? For that horrible movie they did together?
I don't
even remember. Yeah. She paid for that award.
Well, kissing Ryan Reynolds is not, in my opinion, paying anything.
Well, she paid to get that award because I heard that movie sucked.
So Ryan Reynolds was not there, but Scarlett Johansson, his wife, was standing there.
They're
his
married
beard.
Or fiancés?
I don't know what.
I can't believe
she's his
married.
Beard.
Okay.
Official. That's a term.
She's the official beard.
She's the official beard for Ryan
Explain
Reynolds.
Explain for some of our younger listeners what a beard is.
A beard is like a mask, a disguise.
Yes. You wear a beard as your partner, who's not really your partner, just pretends to be.
And so in Hollywood, lots of gay actors or lesbian actors literally form relationships with other people, not of a sexual nature, just to cover up their true sexuality.
Because their job as an actor is to be also a personality, and that personality has to be straight.
Or, it sells movie tickets. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, Johansson, along with Bullock's former co-stars Betty White and Bradley Cooper, presented Bullock with her award. Johansson's husband, Ryan Reynolds, who couldn't be there, was nominated with Bullock for Best Kiss. They lost, but in a nervous moment, Scarlett wanted a shot at a sweet kiss of her own.
Oh.
Not to be outdone.
Was there tongue?
What?
Was there tongue?
Who knows? Oh. You have to ask. But not to be outdone, the British comedian Russell Brand and Jonah Hill, the full-figured American comedian, kissed in the audience for the laughter, uproarious laughter, later on in the MTV Movie Awards. There are actors from the new movie that looks awful, Get Him to the Greek.
Wow.
So, did we cover everybody?
That's five. Let's run down the list. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Daniel Craig. Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yes.
And these
Russell
two losers
Brand,
that I don't know who they are.
Jonah Hill.
Okay.
So that's five different couples.
Wow. That's a lot.
I'm jealous. So,
give me a kiss. I'll give you a kiss after the show.
That is really remarkable. And I think, go for it. There can be all sorts of ways to read this, like Hollywood's using homosexuality at our expense, or it's gay when it's convenient for them. I said, if this is a sign of things to come, when heterosexual male actors pretend to be gay in order to get some press, I say bring it on.
Bring it on. Well, people are getting more and more used to gay kissing. Although there was in the suburb of Chicago, I don't know how you would. I guess it's a suburb, a town called Alsip, which is
never heard of it.
It's like 173rd and like on the west side. This gay couple went in there and they kissed in there, and the owner told them to cut it out. So they got mad and they left. Well, they staged the kissing and they're on Sunday night. Or was it Saturday night? And so I'm not sure how many people showed up for the kissing, but they went in there, and at a certain time, all these same sex couples started making out. There's an article in the Tribune, and they show a picture of it. And it seems like it's a picture of other people taking pictures of people making out.
Yeah, listen, if you're going to go to a kissing, bring some Binaca, the mouth spray, and an open mind, and you may come with somebody, but there's always somebody else that you can kiss. But my problem is I went to the kiss-in that the Join the Impact, the gay rights group here in Chicago, organized about a year ago, and I was like going around like, would you like to kiss me on camera? And they're all like, no.
You got a couple of people to kiss you.
I got one really hot guy.
I know.
Who was bi. Really
oh, I remember him. He was like in the military. So he was like, well, I don't know if you can use my picture or not. But the thing, you know, the weird thing about the kiss-in, though, is that they had a sign-up sheet because GLN, the Gay Liberation Network, and Andy Thayer is going to come on the show Wednesday and we'll talk more about it. They had a sign-up sheet for
the show is airing on Thursday, though.
Yeah, probably right. Thursday.
Yeah.
And so they had a sign-up sheet for people's email addresses to get, you know, people more involved. Well, somebody at the restaurant has took the sign-up sheet and has been calling people that were on the sheet.
That's kind of hot.
Threatening them.
Like how? What kind of threats?
Like threatening them, like, you know, you're in trouble. You're gonna get sued. You're all sorts of crazy stuff.
I'd like to go to a courtroom for kissing you. You do not want to have a battle of wits if you are an unarmed person.
Well, and the reason why that guy threw him out, and I posted this on Facebook and other things, and people are like, well, nobody wants to see public displays of affection. And it's like,
that's
true. To some extent. But I mean, I don't mind watching people kiss, you know, and sometimes I think it's humorous, and other times I'm like, oh, isn't that sweet? And then, of course, we have that one video up online where there's this little tiny gay guy making out with this big gorilla of a guy. And
looks
like a gorilla's making out with a chimpanzee.
Which is kind of hot because I like it because it exaggerates the size differences. Mm-hmm. So the big muscular guy looks even bigger and more muscular.
Yeah, and he's like,
and the twink looks even twinkier.
Yeah, because he's like literally like lifting him up to make out with him. And it's like, who doesn't want it, you know? So I don't know. So sometimes it's fine, and other times, yeah, I agree it can be kind of gross.
And seeing mm-hmm. couples kissing, whether they be intersex, same sex, or heterosexed, it can have the quality of seeing, you know, your weird uncle and aunt making out. Mm-hmm. It can be kind of creepy or weird or gross.
But the thing is, though, too, is like, let's take this restaurant, for example. Had they been a straight couple, would the guy even have noticed?
The crowd would probably applauded them, thinking they were getting married or something.
Yeah,
some ridiculous thing.
Well, because, you know, there's a new study out that says, like, that as far as, like, being
science.
Accepting of gays, you know, straight men have finally caught up with straight women. So straight guys really don't see being gay as a negative anymore. And they think part of the reason is because they've really realized that rampant homophobia is from people that have a lot of same-sex feelings themselves, you know, because of all these, like, preachers getting exposed for having gay sex. So, I mean, guys don't want to act like a homophobe anymore because they don't want to be suspected of being gay.
Well, it's like that fairy tale, the dog that guarded the garden who wouldn't let anybody eat the vegetables in the garden.
Oh, I don't know this fairy
tale. Or like a troll that doesn't allow people to cross the bridge.
Yes.
But, you know, it's like, you know, it's a archetype that's through the ages of somebody who secretly desires something. And because of their discomfort with that desire, they don't want anybody else to have it, like Queen Victoria and sex. She wanted to bone John Brown, and she felt like she was in a situation where she couldn't bone John Brown, and so she basically said, no sex for everyone.
No one's having sex.
Now her descendant, it's debatable. People say that she never really consummated her strong amorous friendship with John Brown.
She was really in love with her first husband, they say.
But he died.
Yeah.
And then, but anyways, her descendant, Queen Elizabeth, I was going to say, what is her name? Knighted the Sir Patrick Stewart this weekend.
From Star Trek.
That is a fabulous photo. It feels like an episode of Star Trek that I missed, where he traveled back in time and got knighted by the queen.
So he got knighted, and I looked at it, and I said, well, he's got a sword out, and I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if that were a lightsaber? So with a little help from Fausto, Queen Elizabeth's sword into a lightsaber, and I posted it on BuzzFeed, and it's gone viral. I think it's gotten like 40,000 views just there. And of course on our website and on Facebook. But the thing is, though, too, I kind of knew doing that because there's a rivalry between people that like Star Wars and people that like Star Trek. So I thought, oh, this is going to piss some people off. And certainly it did. And some people have certainly commented. They're like,
you've gotten
don't
death threats.
Mix universes. Boo.
Death threats with lightsabers or phasers.
I also wrote, I said, I know I'm mixing franchises, but resistance was futile. And other people are like, it isn't futile. You should have resisted.
Listen, your phaser fire does not scare me.
Oh, that was the other one. It said,
I know, set to stun, not to kill.
Yeah.
And I'll recover.
No, lightsabers are is what happens when your phaser is set
to lame.
Stupid.
I thought it was stupid or lame?
Dumbass. I'll read it. I have it here.
What?
Let me find it.
Missy, don't. I think Jar Jar Binks should be a character on a very nutty episode of Star Trek. Wouldn't that be great? There's like Captain Picard getting mm-hmm. frustrated, and then finally they say, just blast them out an airlock. And they're like, that's Battlestar Galactica airlocks.
54,000 views, so that's quite a lot. I should have really like taken it up a notch and put a little TARDIS from Doctor Who in the background, because that would have made more people mad.
Well, there's always no time like the present.
Yes.
But that is actually not what's dominating mm-hmm. virally the attention of Feast of Fun.
Right.
And that is, you found a photograph of a cooler.
A Coleman cooler.
Coleman cooler. And then the headline is Gary Coleman's casket. Too soon?
Well, some people didn't get that it was a cooler. They're like looking at it and they're like, they didn't understand it because I think
it does look like a casket.
Yeah, it does look like a casket because it's double hinged. It has that hinge for easy viewing.
It's maybe Coleman was ahead of their times.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that time travel is possible. With Sir Patrick Maybe. Stewart getting knighted and Gary Coleman's casket. Who knows if these entities mm-hmm. are traveling through time?
I don't think so.
So, the new iPhone, the wait is over.
Ooh, the iPhone 4.0.
Yes, but there's a disclaimer. It's actually on 3G.
Oh, really?
Don't get confused. It's not the 4G network that it accesses.
Oh.
And just like the, let's see, should we go through all the
Let's
features?
Go through some of this stuff.
So here it is. It's thinner.
Uh-huh.
It's richer.
Okay.
Meaning that it has a longer battery, better signal. And it has a new 326 pixels per inch display.
Okay.
Let me explain the context of that. That is revolutionary. Print magazines, those fancy Cosmopolitan, the magazine of choice for the girls in Sex and the City, mm-hmm. prints out at 300 DPI.
Oh, my.
So this is 26 little dots of information more squeezed into every inch.
Wow.
So tight that your eye cannot detect the difference between one and the other. They say, the people that have seen it mm-hmm. say it's bizarrely unreal. The resolution of that space is 900 mm-hmm. by 640 pixels.
Well, it's like when I had my first generation iPhone and showed it to friends, and they were like, wow, I can't believe what great resolution that had. And now this is how many times better?
They say it's 75% of the same mm-hmm. resolution as an iPad.
Okay.
In that tiny little space. It's an improved camera. Right. Has an LED flash. Video light records at 720 high definition video. And it has improved low light performance. And just like the existing iPhone, it still doesn't do phone calls very mm-hmm. well.
No.
Because it's on the AT&T.
Woo! We've had some dealings with them lately on the phone, talking to them about their service. And we think there's a degraded tower nearby you. I'm like, yeah, right.
And I'm like, well, fix it. Because we're paying, mm-hmm. we're expected to pay for our phone bill, but you're not expected to fix your phone service?
Right.
I think it's kind of bizarre. You have a built-in gyroscope. Am I pronouncing gyroscope?
Yeah.
Or is it gyroscope?
Gyroscope.
Gyroscope, so it can detect motion in three dimensions at the same time. Down. Up, down, side by side.
What do they call that? They call it like pitch and yo or something.
Yelp
like
and roll and all sorts of things. Roll. So it's great for gaming. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big gaming person, right. but I know that a lot of listeners are. And one of the things I'm excited is they're building a iMovie for the iPhone that allows you to do editing, titles, transitions, and effects for your video. So for you video bloggers, mm-hmm. you can add some cool little effects and transitions for your video on the field and upload them.
Can I get that RuPaul haze so
yes.
I look like that Vaseline on the lens?
Yes. You can
Ooh,
be fierce
wow.
and fabulous in high definition. Now, this is the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it FaceTime, the technology, and it's video calling. And so Apple put out an ad on their website that explained the feature. This is the selling point, the big
feature.
It's
such a joke.
It's cute, and it made me a little choke up a little bit. It was couples showing their babies or their sonograms to each other, and the husband and the soldier out in Iraq, mm-hmm. seeing his wife's sonogram and the baby for the first time.
And he's like, that baby's too big to be mine.
Now, the future may be here, and video calling is certainly a delicious delicious feature, but I think it's going to be used for making babies.
So this is kind of like the end product. It's like, okay, first I met you because you showed me your snatch through video phone, and then we met, and then we made this baby. Now here it is.
Yeah, so Apple's getting ahead of itself. I think it really, you're going to be able to see a lot of exciting new iPhone applications mm-hmm. that allow people to connect via video in mm-hmm. ways that you haven't before.
It'll be like video roulette, but on the phone.
On steroids. Mm-hmm. On acid. To the extreme.
To the max.
So that's going to be exciting yeah. and certainly going to be sexy fun. And, for those of you who are chat roulette addicts.
Martian.
Your new delivery of heroin has arrived.
I know it's going to be through that thing. So what's it going to be? Is it going to be like a party line on the phone, or is it going to be like an application that's going to be on there?
Well, if I had the money and the time and the resources, what I would develop, and I certainly, I'm giving this idea away to you, the listeners, buy some t-shirts and we'll develop it ourselves. But it's a chat roulette. Uh-huh. It's equivalent where you're video chatting with people at random and you can, rate them up or down. And so the people that are really fun, mm-hmm. you're more likely to chat with them. And the loser jerks, you can rate down and mm-hmm. you're less likely to chat with them.
So you won't run into them.
Yeah.
Although if they're real losers, you can be like, I want to see what this loser is about.
Or you can set so you can only chat with the losers.
Or also too is that you could have a ruler on there and you could put how many inches their penis appears to be.
It is interesting because it is, chat roulette is a primarily application for sexting or for showing sexual body parts of people to each other. And there's a lot of gay dating mm-hmm. iPhone applications that the primary function of them is to send naked photos of each other to each other, and yet mm-hmm. Apple has a policy that they don't want to have sexually explicit content.
Right.
So,
well, they don't want the sexually explicit content in the store, but it's like once you get the device, what you do with it, I guess, is up to your own hands.
Yeah.
So, and it's also kind of, why do they do that? Is because they know they can't control it. Or do they want you to be able to do that kind of stuff, but they want to put a public facade? I don't know.
I would like to see Apple just have an explicit category, just like it does with its music or mm-hmm. with podcasts or with anything else.
Yeah.
But there's no argument that people who are creating iPhone applications are getting rich. Mm-hmm. And, we certainly would love to have one out there. Mm-hmm. But we're waiting on money to be able to do it. So the day that our day will come, and hopefully you guys will be able to access Feast of Fun on the mm-hmm. iPhone app.
So this is sexting, though. Sexting 3.0 or 4.0?
Let's call it sexting 4.0 because it corresponds with the video iPhone. FaceTime mm-hmm. or in this case, it's crotch time.
I can just see grandma getting on there looking at it like, oh, I see that baby's arm. Oh, that's not a baby's arm at all. Oh, my. Don't leave your phone out for grandma to find it.
I know, because she'll find it and she'll
get on that video
have a heart attack.
Like, oh, my God. Why? I never.
And then you can get the truck nuts for your iPhone. Have you seen the photo of that?
Oh, my God. Truck nuts. Yeah, it's disgusting.
So truck nuts is a trend in the South mostly mm-hmm. where guys attach silicone testicles simulated mm-hmm. on their trucks, on the latches of their trucks as a joke. And some inventive company created an iPhone cover protector that has its own truck nuts. Mm-hmm. So you can be teabagged by your own cell phone.
I just like, who would buy that? It's so tacky.
I kind of want one. But I don't want the pink one, though. Oh, it's horrifying.
You want a black one.
But it'd be great to go to a gay bar with some truck nuts on your iPhone and be like, excuse me, I have a call.
And then as you...
And then you lick it a little.
Ooh. I wish there was hair on the nuts.
You could make your own, you know.
Mm-hmm. The iPhone, what can't it do?
Hey, let's talk about our advertiser. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fantastic people like you. Your contributions, your support make it all possible.
Today's show is also brought to you in part by Pride Fest Milwaukee. Join us this June 11th through the 13th at the nation's largest showcase of LGBT music and talent at Pride Fest in Milwaukee on the Summerfest grounds.
There's going to be over 150 acts, including Kathy Griffin, Patti LaBelle. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Joan Rivers. Can I hear a, can we talk?
We can talk.
Tattoo, I have no idea what Tattoo does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the guy from...
The plane,
no. Amanda Lepore with her clothes on.
Mm.
She
won't be naked walking
She
around?
Won't be naked. Hi, I'm Amanda Lepore and I like to wear clothes. Bruce Valanche with a t-shirt. Jeffree Star with his pink hair. Snap, Robert Verdi, and a whole lot more. You can visit pridefest.com to book your hotel and tickets. Don't forget, it's the 11th through the 13th of June, which is this weekend, on the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Visit pridefest.com. We're going to be there. We want to see you there. And so we're going to be moving around, mm-hmm. going in the audience and on stage and backstage, making all the celebrities' lives hell.
No, we'll be nice to everybody. What we are going to do, though, is on the stage on Friday night, we are going to be helping out Teriyaki, the fabulous drag queen here from Chicago, select some gentlemen from the audience, and they're going to get a drag makeover. Isn't that fabulous?
That's a little harmonica.
I also have exciting news, too, is I have tickets to give away. So if you want to go to Pride Fest this weekend, you know, comment on today's show or comment on tomorrow's show or post a blog entry at feastoffun.com/fresh and enter to win tickets to go to Pride Fest Milwaukee.
How are you going to know if the person is, wants to win the tickets? Because a lot of people may not listen. Live in the
Well, if you do
Midwest.
A blog post, then just put Pride Fest in the tag. And
okay.
We'll be able to do that, and we'll be able to find that. And plus, we know who's in Chicago, too. And just say, hey, or just send me an
email. Or Milwaukee.
Or Milwaukee or Wisconsin. Just shoot me an email and say, I posted something.
I want to hang out with Good Morning Guy.
Oh, yeah, Josh Walter.
From SexTube?
YouTube?
X-Tube.
I tried to look for it. I couldn't find it because our friend Josh Walter, and he was on the show before, and he's famous on X-Tube as the Good Morning Guy because he was, it's an explicit adult film, and he's having sex with the guy. He's inserting his penis
Remember,
in one guy.
Remember, there are kids that listen to this show.
Yes. His penis is in one guy, and some other guy comes up behind him and slips his dick inside of him, and it takes him a little bit by surprise, so he goes, "Good morning!"
He was doing a Sandra Bullock with his naughty parts.
And so the funny thing is, like, we took him out once in Chicago, and people recognized him. Like, aren't you the Good Morning Guy? And we were like, oh my God, I can't believe people recognize you. He's just like, yeah.
I can't believe how many gay men look at pornography on the internet.
I know,
it's shocking.
It well, and I told him too. I said, send it to me. I want a copy of it because I want to take the from YouTube the song "Good Morning" from. What is it? Not American in Paris.
Good morning, sunshine.
No, not
from
that
hell?
One.
Hair?
From Singing in the Rain. Good morning. Good morning. We talked the whole night through. Good morning. Good morning to you. And insert that. So it's good morning.
Okay. So let's turn our attention to Facebook.
Okay.
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/feastoffun.
Mm-hmm.
And please... if you're going to add us as a friend, let us know that you're a listener of the show and make sure you join the Facebook page first.
Because you're over the 4,000 people. So you have,
I'm
you
getting
can be,
close to that. And I don't want to be
just
like
be picky.
I'm picky. Uh-huh. And if you look like a spammer or a fake profile or something, just let me know why you want to add me.
Yeah.
So I know separate you from all the other people who are trying to be Tila Tequilas of Facebook and. Add as many friends as they can.
Because it's important to go there, too. You know, the funny thing I noticed about it is I have 2,000 friends on Facebook, but only 100 of my friends on Facebook are fans on the Feast of Fun page.
Because they're toolers. They're users. They're fair-weather friends. They're not truly friends.
So those 100 people are real friends.
Yes. Christopher Royal Melvin. Hey, guys. I just had the HTC HD2... I have no idea what that is. For just short 2 weeks and returned it. I'm switching carriers to get the new iPhone 4 when my contract's up on the 28th, and I'm really excited. As far as Steve Jobs' network being slow during the demo, it happens with Wi-Fi, and I'm glad it showed reality, even if it was awkward. Mm-hmm. Hopes all's well, and can't wait to be able to put the Feast of Fun app on my new iPhone. Neither can we, Christopher. P.S. Elton John sucks for playing at Rush Limbaugh's wedding. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at tech conferences, everybody pulls out their laptops and their cell phones and tries to connect on the internet. Please, whether it be the WordCamp Chicago or whatever tech or South by Southwest, upgrade your internet service for that, because it really says a lot about the tech companies and the organizers when they can't deliver a reliable internet service for the attendees.
Yeah, but it's hard when you're at those kind of tech things, I would imagine, because you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of people accessing the internet. But like for him, I was like, I mean, they should have like just one special
Wi-Fi his own private connection.
Yeah, his own private connection, just so it moves a little faster.
And so Steve Jobs was on stage trying to demonstrate the iPhone, and he was like running into technical glitches, and he seems very sweet, and he's like, oh, that doesn't make me happy. But afterwards he was like, heads are gonna roll.
You people just cost us millions.
Don't nobody bring me no bad news. Where's my tambourine? No bad news. You know, because I can imagine that Steve Jobs, when he's pissed, he's like Eveline in The Wiz.
Eveline, she lived too short. Her life was just too short.
Timur Tugberk, will you please bring up the fact that the word fag and faggot keeps resurfacing on The Real Housewives of New Jersey?
What?
I'm not offended, but it pisses me off that they don't censor it while they censor the N-word and other racial slurs.
And Timur, aren't you in a documentary called 50 F-Words?
With
us, just to be clear. Yeah,
so I guess he feels like it's a double, you know, that's why I always feel like the best way to communicate with others is to avoid using slur words or cuss words even.
Right.
Because it doesn't really reflect how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, children are discouraged. That's my logic is like children should be discouraged from using slur words or cuss words because it discourages them from communicating.
And learning big words.
Learning big, fantastical, fantabulous words.
Like hypocrite, maybe. Because that's what people are saying that about Elton John. Because Elton John, for those of you who don't know, played at the wedding of Rush Limbaugh. This is Rush's fourth wedding. And so they kind of feel a bit of a betrayal by Elton John for playing it, you know, at Rush's wedding. Because he's a social conservative and a homophobe, I would say.
Peter Sneed says, Elton John playing at Rush wedding makes me sick. Does he really need a paycheck that bad?
Kirk Olsen says, is Elton John that desperate for money? And who else is
perform with a hater and wingnut like Rush? This is the problem. Absolutely take the money and run, Elton John. I hope 110% of that money, the publicity you got out of it, plus every single penny you made, goes to the Ryan White Foundation you helped start. If you pocket it, you're just as big as a hypocrite as Rush Limbaugh. Because by you performing at his wedding and in a public way, you're also legitimizing this madman's opinions who likes to pass them off as facts. And so it's not just the fact that he's getting a paycheck. It's also the fact that he validates this extremist person who's bad for our democracy, who's bad for gay rights.
I'm going to give Elton John the benefit of the doubt and say that he is doing it because he wanted the money, and he's probably going to do something. And maybe he's also trying to build a bridge to that world on behalf of gay people. And maybe he's also going to give the money to like the Ryan White Foundation, like you say. And he has given over like $45 million to AIDS and gay organizations. So,
but the real whore at that wedding was his Rush Limbaugh's wife. Because you know, Rush, let's be real honest. Keeping it real here, people.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh looks like he's about to drop dead. With his OxyContin, with his overweightness, with, you know, he's in a agitated regurgitatory state. And he looks like he's about to, almost died on a golf course in Hawaii. Thanks to the healthcare system there. that he fights against, he's still with us in this world for better or for mm-hmm. worse. And so that woman, she is the real whore, darling. Because we take the checks, we cash the tips, we show them what they want to see, but it takes an extraordinary woman to convince a hater sociopath as Rush Limbaugh to marry her, because she knows she's going to wind up with that money.
There might be a prenup, but who knows? But I imagine she's real good at cooking up double cheeseburger bacon sandwiches all the time with French fries and gravy.
Because she's a good-looking lady.
Oh, yeah. She's got many years left in her. She could, you know, she could wait him out 20 and then still be fine.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a good-looking woman your wife.
Yes.
And it's Rush Limbaugh's life is going to be very short soon. So, you know, there's good news, in a sense, because he married a very attractive woman who looks like a total gold digger, who you could just see the sword of Damocles in her eyes. In fact, interesting enough, Elton John actually performed that at the wedding. The sword of Damocles is hanging over my head. That ain't no crime. And he also sang Sweet Transvestite and The Bitch Is Back.
Somebody, Larry Klein says, just the only thing that he can think of that that they have in common between Rush and Elton is the pill guy. So maybe they had
OxyContin.
Maybe they had the same guy. But Elton John's been sober for a long time now, hasn't he?
I guess. We have friends who are work in the pharmaceutical industry, and we're always going, where can I get me some Ambien OxyContin sex? And they laugh at me. Oh, Fausto. Go. You know, I'm like, I want some OxyContin. What is that? It sounds delicious, doesn't it?
It's a painkiller. They call it hillbilly
crack.
Yeah, something. No, not crack. It's a downer.
Okay, so the first word is
hillbilly heroin,
which is the short for oxygen, and cotton, which sounds like cotton, which is a natural fiber.
It's pure and white and fluffy.
It's like, how bad could it be for you?
Not bad at all.
Casey Thomas writes, Fausto, Mark, I heart you dearly, but oh, please stop misspelling things and your grammars. Listen, I posted that Facebook update really fast, so please forgive us.
I did the same thing. I was just like, and let it go.
I have fantasies for both of you. Do not squash them. What fantasies do you have in mind, Casey?
Yes.
I don't think I've noticed you bought a Feast of Fun t-shirt. I don't think you've donated any money to the show. So for right now, we are entertaining you for free. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, we'd like to see you participate on the website. We would like to see you retweet some of our podcasts every now and then. Would it be, we'd like to see on your Facebook profile, you retweet today's show and post it on, because I'm schooling you on how to love.
Right.
Love is a circulatory system. It is not a one-way street. You got to give it back in order to receive it.
And there are so many ways to give.
That's right, people.
Twitter, Facebook, let people know, comment, contribute.
That's right. And listen, if you're not doing it, then we're failing, and we should just quit and shut it down.
Because that's what happens when you fail.
And it's really, I blame nobody but us. If we have failed to entertain you, then beat us up.
Not physically.
But, you know, emotionally, by ignoring us or stuff. If we have done a good job, if we have informed you and read Dame Elton John for being the whore that she is. She makes Crystal Connors and Nomi Malone from Showgirls look like an amateur.
Oh, I'm friends with a new person on Facebook. It's a Human Resources Irene. And you can find her. You say she's been on there for a long time.
She's been
on a lot. I don't think
so,
because she doesn't really have...
She gets Katie kicked off.
She doesn't have... Oh, she does? Oh, because I just love her. She's been talking to me and chatting with me. And I had to school her, though, because she got real mean to me. I'm like, hello, you're supposed to be sympathetic, but just a little bit skeptical. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I've been so stressed out. I've been processing what's-her-name's health papers from her spill on the dance floor.
She's actually, now, what is it? Her name is Irene.
We got to find out what her name is on the
Irene.
Show.
So her name is... Her full name is Irene Olga Lopez.
Really?
Yes.
On the show?
She's the personal woman.
Personnel, yeah.
She doesn't actually have a real name. And she goes, Social Security number, date of birth, parents' name.
Deceased?
You know.
What's the actress's name?
Irene Olga Lopez.
Oh, and so her character has no name?
No. Yeah, she's known in the movie as personnel woman.
Oh my God, how funny.
And she makes it, I guess, trying to find a photo of her. She's been in the L Word.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a lot of love in
the
there.
The Lesbo Connection.
She's in the Frasier. Dykes. She's in
the Muff Divers and Me.
She was in Aaron Brockovich as Mrs. Morales.
Oh.
So shout out to you, Irene Olga Lopez, who now you have a
you live on in Facebook.
I don't think it's the same person though.
What?
I think I'm pointing out the wrong woman because she's skinny and young. So it's the chunkier woman in Showgirls. Can somebody find it for
Human
me?
Human Resources Eileen.
Irene. So Irene. Anyways, please let us know who it is. We're dying to know. We're huge fans. Hey, Lady Gaga's going to be performing on Doctor Who?
So they say. We're not really sure. They say it's planned out. And the scriptwriter Gareth Roberts says, the script might end up on screen one day with Lady Gaga, who will have fallen on hard times. She is no stranger to dressing up and would be more than a match for the Doctor. It would be a great coup to get her. So,
you know what I would love
we'll
to see?
I think it's a fantasy at this point in time.
Is Madonna is the TARDIS. Is the, you know. And so Lady Gaga opens up the TARDIS.
Madonna lives in that glowing thing underneath. Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Madonna's there doing her yoga meditation. She comes out, teams up with Lady Gaga and Doctor Who, mm-hmm. and stops the mess in the Gulf with Barack Obama and Spider-Man.
The mess in the Gulf. Our friend Neo, who is... Max for Halloween, he's going to be down in the Florida Panhandle, so he's going to give us a report on what's going on.
And Neil Van Winkle,
I said, bring me back one of those oily pelicans, and he's like, there are no pelicans in the Gulf. I'm like, of course
there's pelicans
are.
In every beach.
Yeah,
that's why they call them Pelicans Wharf.
Yeah,
and things like
there's
that.
There's pelicans everywhere, aren't there?
Yeah,
I mean, there's even pelicans in the Illinois River. They're eating up those silver carp, those invasive crazy fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
all you can eat.
All you can eat.
Nothing
Come on
soaks
up, north.
Up oil like a pelican.
No, should we put it on a T-shirt?
Let's see if it sells. I think it's proof of concept.
Yes.
Your funny and
yes.
tragic slogan about the. The plight of pelicans and other animals, because
oh, yeah,
for every
horrible.
Pelican that you see flapping its wings mm-hmm. in front of the press camera,
right.
there's thousands of species mm-hmm. that quietly die in the marshes and you just never see them and
right.
never hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it really is horrible because they just capped the pipe and they were like saying like some of the people at British Petroleum are like mission accomplished. You
oh,
know how much
God.
Of the oil they're reducing?
How much?
Not even half of it.
Oh my.
So it's still spewing
because it's coming
out.
In from other places.
Yeah. And so they're trying. It's horrible. And it's just like, you know, Barack Obama mm-hmm. should be in a scuba suit swimming in that. I mean, that's what Bill Clinton would have done. You
he
know?
Would have jumped in it. But you have to yeah. think about it. Listen, this is an environmental catastrophe, but we live through these kinds of things all the time. The deforestation of the rainforest has these kind of dire consequences. You know, that oil, had it been like taken up, would have been in the atmosphere anyway. It would have burned off. Granted, it probably wouldn't have been as harmful since it was distributed everywhere. But we really need to think about how we you know, take care of this planet Earth.
So three simple things you can do right now. Mm-hmm. Meet with groups and organizations. Mm-hmm. The Huffington Post green section has
okay.
a or meetups in different parts of, mm-hmm. of your community where you can organize with other people to demonstrate, to put mm-hmm. pressure on your government officials to put more responsible legislation. Second of all, the simplest thing you can do is figure out a way not to drive to work. So if that means, you know, carpooling, or if it means taking a bicycle or mm-hmm. taking public transportation, hey, it's America. It's the summer. Figure out a way to get to work without taking your car.
You know, they have these new bikes, too, that are, I shouldn't say they're new, but I guess they're really popular in China. And you can even buy them on Amazon.com. I should put up a link, and maybe you can buy it through our link, because we get a little tiny fraction of that. And it's these electric bikes that help you along. So, you know, if you're not in the best of shape, or if you have a long distance to go, get on these bikes. They go pretty fast, and they're partially electric, but they're partially man-powered. So you're not showing up at work, like, all sweaty and huffy-puffy.
Part of the problem, too, is that we live in, a lot of our listeners live, mm-hmm. and Americans live in cities that don't have the infrastructure
right.
for bicycle paths, for public transportation. Mm-hmm. And so they do depend on cars because there's no other mm-hmm. alternative.
That's why I love our neighborhood too. We live in Andersonville, so we can always just, you know, we can walk to the grocery store, we can walk to the gym, we can walk to places.
And, you know, if you work downtown, mm-hmm. even in Chicago, you can take the bike path. There's mm-hmm. relatively good public transportation choices, but there's other cities that where that's not a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, and reduce your consumption of plastics.
Oh.
So one thing you can do if you're going to like a coffee shop is bring a cup from home or buy those refillable cups.
Right.
You know, which even if it's made out of plastic, it's recycled. Every single time you don't use a plastic cup, then it goes a long way. Or the plastic cups that you do use, bring them home, rinse them out and use them as drinking cups at home. You know,
right.
So
that makes sense.
And what else is going on Facebook? There's a ton of comments. People are just like furious at Elton John.
Are they that mad at Elton John? Everybody's... Well, I guess he maybe is an easier target, huh?
Well, it does feel, you know, at this point in time for Elton John to perform... For $1 million for Elton John is really... Think about it this way. It's like if people like Elton John didn't give Rush mm-hmm. Limbaugh the attention that he was craving, mm-hmm. Rush Limbaugh couldn't afford $1 million to pay for a... whorish entertainer to perform at his wedding.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people are like, you know, Elton John does these kinds of private gigs all the time.
He does.
So just imagine the horrible people he's played for before.
And so. you know, I saw him perform at Zamzel's birthday party, the mm-hmm. real estate
billionaire
here in Chicago, and he gave a good show, but it was very walk out on that stage, do Crocodile Rock, do all those, you know, ditzy songs, and just imagine Elton John, who doesn't surf the internet, who claims he doesn't even own a computer on Larry King.
Oh, really?
King. He does not know the URL to his own website.
Wow.
He probably is a person who is in his own hell because all his lifeblood, his masterworks,
mm-hmm.
have now become the soundtrack to the inane and stupid in America.
Oh, Nikita, you will never know
anything about my home. You never know how good it feels to teabag you. Oh, no.
With my new iPhone.
Nikita. You know, Nikita was actually a guy.
That's a boy's name, Nikita.
That's a Russian man's name.
But a lot of Americans are like, Nikita, ends in an A. Must be a woman's name.
Must be for the ladies.
Must be for the ladies.
And last but not least, trannies on the beach.
Trannies on the beach. Yes, this happened in Rehoboth Beach. There was a bunch of trans women. They took their tops off.
Yeah.
Because they had the top surgery.
Male to female. With their junks, their
but they still had penises.
Okay.
So, you know.
She cocks.
We have an old friend that likes to call her penis
she-cock. Sure, she-cock.
So yeah, they were they took off their tops, and the lifeguard said, "Excuse me, you can't take off your tops here." And
and why not?
They're like, "No, we're gonna keep them on." So the cops came,
and what's wrong with that?
And so when the cops came, they put them back on before the cops got there, and the cops were like, "Well, you know, their license says that they're men.
Driver's license
says they're men. And so what are you going to do?" So Rehoboth Beach is like the town council is going to have a meeting. So they're probably going to be like, if you appear to be like a woman, then you can't take your top off. But I'm just like, listen, let them out. Let them fly freely.
They have a license mm-hmm. to thrill.
License to thrill.
Like we do.
Here at Feast of Fun.
We want to remind the listeners that today's show would not be possible without your money, your attention, your love. Mm-hmm. If you like the show, retweet it, post it on your Facebook page. If you have something to say, visit our site and post a comment.
Yeah, just go to feastoffun.com/fresh. It's very easy to post something. You can do videos, images, all sorts of fun, crazy stuff. If it's happening on the internet, let us know about it.
If we messed up, school us. Mm-hmm. We cannot learn without the burn. So you got to teach, and if you got to preach, you got to take the time to make your statements rhyme, and they will be divine.
Mm-hmm.
The music featured on today's show is the music of my good friend Skip Shirey, the song Dreamland from his album Sonic New York
mm-hmm.
is available through our website, home of fabulousness, feastoffun.com. Buy it, or as P. Diddy says, die.
Get it. Support Skip. He's awesome.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Saluting you. Bye-bye.
Seats on the Staten Island.